Welcome to Vallejo's Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast on Palm Sunday, March 25th, 2018. The Reverend Wendy Camori Stager is preaching the sermon entitled Palm Processional Politics. Our Old Testament reading today is Isaiah 35. The gospel lesson is from Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 11.
Join me in a word of prayer. God of grace, we humbly ask you to send your Holy Spirit to us this day as we prepare ourselves to hear our word and to celebrate the sacrament. Spark our imaginations, stoke our emotions, infiltrate our ruminations so that these ancient stories might be alive for us today. And our lives might be changed by Jesus' good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When the worship committee and Michael and I first started talking about roll down justice, church was a little bit nervous. It's getting a little political around here. And then when the idea came about to do this public out on Georgia street palm processional protest with signs, even I got a bit nervous. I'm not one of those go to protest march kind of people. Yesterday I was here helping to clean the windows. Maybe some of you were out with the March for Our Lives, along with the hundreds of thousands of people, many of them young, many of them standing up and having their voices heard for the first time, many of the young people frustrated by the inaction of adults who they think should be more responsible for the choices and the way that things are. And just by upbringing, I think I'm more careful about not wanting to be too offensive or too political. And so I'm the one who edited what went on the signs and what didn't. There's nothing on there about any particular political topic. There's nothing on there about guns. There's no direct statement about our president. It was radical enough to be out there at all. And I sensed that it was a stretch and a challenge for this congregation as a whole. I remember when I interviewed with the pastor nominating committee, it became clear to me that this is a, we call them big tent kind of churches, which means that there are a variety of perspectives on a variety of issues. Here, there are staunch Democrats and staunch Republicans. And I noticed in the history of this congregation that CPC has hesitated to take any direct stand on things that the General Assembly and the PCUSA has wrestled with over the decades. There is neither a call to withdraw from the denomination, nor is there a big rainbow flag flying out front on a flagpole. Because after all, both those things get pretty political pretty fast. Especially as a pastor and your pastor, I'm pretty cautious about being political in the pulpit. And I know that it's not my place to be misusing this power to recommend any particular candidate or to tell any of you how to vote. And so mostly I'm content doing more listening than talking, holding my opinions to myself, leading worship, and trying to fly a little below the radar. But then days like Palm Sunday come along. And although most of the time my image and perhaps your image of Palm Sundays are the little children waving palms, I did that when I was a little girl, and it's kind of cute, and we sing Hosanna, loud Hosanna. But that image that we have of possibly Palm Sunday in our American sanctuaries does not reflect the first Palm Sunday. It doesn't reflect the power and drama of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Because Jesus' entry into Jerusalem was an unmistakable political act. Scholars share it is one of the wildest and most politically explosive acts that Jesus did. It is blatant. It is public. It is obviously a statement about power. It was a powerful and important time of year, Passover. That's the celebration where the Jews come together and celebrate that God redeemed them and saved them from slavery. And so many Jews and tourists of that day, as well as this week in Israel and Palestine, people stream into Jerusalem for that holy day. For Jerusalem is where the temple was. And so with all these additional people in the city, the Roman government got a bit concerned. How's the security around that city? And so it is likely that another parade was also entering Jerusalem at about the same time. This parade would have been led by Pilate, the Roman governor, who would also be entering Jerusalem, not to celebrate Passover, but to be a visible Roman force that was there to make sure that no outbreaks, no uprisings, no untoward things would be happening during that time. Biblical scholar John Dominic Cresson describes that the custom of the day would have been for Pilate to make his entry into Jerusalem highly militaristic and triumphal. That Pilate might have been riding on a tall war horse in armor and accompanied by a parade of foot soldiers brandishing weaponry, showing their military discipline and their military prowess. Pilate's home most of the time was on the ocean, and he would be entering the city from the west. And so as Pilate is entering the city from the west, Jesus is entering the city from the east. He's the leader in his own parade. But Jesus models a different kind of power than Pilate's. For Jesus rides in on a donkey? A donkey? Who are you hung around donkeys? Big-eared, maybe not the smartest creatures, a humble animal. And even those who didn't know the prophecy can see the humility. But those who did know the prophets and the prophet Zechariah in chapter 9, it references how the king would come in on a donkey and overthrow those who are on a war horse. And so this palm processional parade that Jesus is in the midst of, Crossan describes as a lampoon, as an in-your-face sort of counter-protest to Pilate's parade across town. For Jesus rides in unarmed, on a humble mount, perhaps even with the donkey's baby colt walking beside them. And that image of power turns the image of Pilate's power upside down. This is a subversive political act. And as Jesus arrives and he's being hailed as a hero, for palm branches were a sign of a welcoming home for war heroes. But Jesus enters in not as a warrior, but as a servant. He comes as one of the poor, the everyman, one more vulnerable person. And so his statement is that there is power in every single human being. And Jesus comes in and claims the power of a king. The crowds who recognize him shout out, "Hosanna to the Son of David." David being the Israelite king, and so the Son of David being in the line of kings. And so the crowds who then lined the sides of that parade route, seeing Pilate, were not shouting, "Huzzah." They might have been cowering in fear. But the crowds who greeted Jesus waved the palm branches and cried out to him, the king, to save them. And so in the face of understanding Jesus as being highly political on Palm Sunday, I confess to you that I feel challenged and confronted by this political understanding of Palm Sunday. This year, I recognize it as a call to be bolder in proclaiming Jesus as King and to be proclaiming the kingdom of God. To be one who cries out what I am loyal to, even if it's against the current powers that exist. There's a book that got published by O. Wesley Allen Jr. titled Preaching in the Era of Trump. He writes this: Trump's presidency is a gift. Yes, you read that correctly. Trump's blatant prejudice and intended forms of discrimination is a gift of all sorts to the church. It is a gift that invites the church to be the church again. It is a chance for the church to cast aside its complacency and pick up the work of transforming the world instead of being conformed to it. It's a chance for preachers to reclaim the ethic voice that is the inheritance of the pulpit. Trump's rhetoric is a horrible gift, allowing, nay, urging preachers to let go of any reluctance they might have had about dealing with social issues in the pulpit in the past. And so in this series of Roll Down Justice and in reading things such as Wesley Allen Jr.'s book, I am reconsidering my role to be prophetic and bolder, and yes, at times, a little more political in my preaching. Is it comfortable for me? No. Is it going to be comfortable for you? Not necessarily. Is it going to be fun? Not necessarily. But is it what Jesus demonstrated on Palm Sunday? Yes. And so on this Palm Sunday, I do want to stand up and use my voice and use my power and articulate those injustices. To say that I really do think it's wrong to fire McCabe, the 21-year-old veteran who was already retiring, and then Trump, somebody fires him on the day before you retire to mess with your pension? That's not even a political stance issue thing. That's how we treat one another. That one made me mad. I want to be here and stand up and use my voice to say that not all Christians are against our GLBTQI folks or think they deserve to go to hell. I was frustrated when I went to type into Google Christian protest signs to get ideas of what to do for this. You know what the opening page was, right? There's signs that say, "God hates gays." Right? You're an abomination. Go to hell. And I want to stand up and say that is not what I believe that God thinks about our LGBTQI folks. And is not how I believe that Jesus would stand up in this world. And so today I'm going to stand up and use my voice and use my power to say that I am very often embarrassed and appalled by the things that our president has said, especially when he's denigrated women, people of other countries who come from blankety blank countries, people who are not like him. Or to join with my colleague in Napa, who needed to say to the mayor of his town that homeless people are not trying to be homeless. They don't want to be there. And that having services in the city that aid them is not a bad thing. These are things that I stand for, and now today I'm saying that I stand for, because they are what I believe Jesus would stand for. You may disagree with me about these particular issues. I'm okay with that. The point I want to make today is not to convince you to agree with my stands, but to confess that taking a public stand and sometimes a political stand is part of following Jesus. It is part of our Christian faith. It is our calling that we have from God. And so in a final act of roll down justice, to add to our words that we have cascaded and included in wanting them to be touching God's waters, I invite you to one final ritual of contributing to the waters of justice. In your bulletin, it says, during Lent, we've been contributing to the waters of justice each week by writing words on strips of cloth or paper that are added to our ever-flowing stream. And so today, I invite you to write a word that for you is an issue or topic of injustice that you feel called to become more public about. Let us ponder and pray and write together.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California, or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.